Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I really believe one reason many people lack that sense of meaning is because they don't have what I would call a destiny mindset. A destiny mindset. I know it's a weird word, and a lot of people don't like when I use the word destiny and they get all worked up about it, but let me try to work it backwards for you. A destiny mindset means that you see your life as consequential. That you believe that you matter because you are fulfilling a certain type of destiny, that there's a future for you, whether that's, you call it legacy or destiny or life vision, or you just believe that maybe there's a higher power that's calling you, but you sense that there's this future space for you in which you get to have a meaningful life. I know that might sound very broad, but the truth is, if we don't have that future pull, if we don't sense that what we are doing matters in the future, that something is pulling us along to a greater future, that our lives themselves are meaningful as humans, right? Not that we do it at an individual level where we have to say, well, I'm Brendan and my life's going to be super consequential. It's like, no, as human beings, it's a life philosophy, isn't it? It's how you think of humanity. Does humanity matter or not? I mean, that's the entire question at the end of the day of philosophy, is what is the meaning of human life and how do we live it well? When you read philosophy, that's what this, the central premises of all of it is, does it matter? How should we think about life? How should we think about living it well? And that philo, that philosophy of how we think about it, is philosophy itself. How do we think about this important topic of meaning of life? Well, so many people have never just decided that, you know what? We matter. Your life matters. My life matters. Those people you hate out on the internet, their life matters. What happens is we get so myopic into our own world of, okay, is the little thing I'm doing today, does that matter? This one thing I did, does that make me feel fulfilled and complete as a person? And we lack an overall life philosophy, an overall life philosophy that we have defined our lives and the context of humanity as meaningful. I know this might be too academic for some people, and that's why I use the word or the phrase, a destiny mindset. See, I believe in my own personal life, like my life philosophy is that my life has consequence. That I believe anything I do and everything that I do has a ripple effect out into the world. Now, it might not reach millions of people or tens of people or fives of people. It can be that one person I meet today who at the table I make smile. It can be that one ripple effect of sending out a positive thing on social media where one person feels better that day. It's not a grand scale of things. It's just that I believe that my efforts and what I'm trying to do in the world, they matter, that I'm trying to live into a specific kind of destiny. And I believe that the destiny is bigger and better and more incredible than I could imagine. Some people would say, well, does that come from faith? I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, I grew up as a spiritual person. I still am today. I grew up in my life where as a Catholic. And today I'd probably not identify as much as just to any religion, as much as just a spiritual person. I believe in God. There's lots of people who don't, who also have a sense that, you know what? The future holds remarkable and important things for us. And we get to make our mark while we're here.
We each get to make our mark why we are here. It's that dent in the universe you hear in all those great motivational speeches at college graduations, right? Why does every college graduation have that? Because people who are invited there have thought deeply about life usually, and they all realize that we all have an opportunity to make a difference while we are here. If you have lost that feeling that says, I have an opportunity to make a difference while I am here, you've lost that connection with what I'm calling a destiny mindset. A destiny mindset. And I know some people will take a destiny mindset that's like, oh, you know, I got to see myself on a cover of a magazine. I'm like, I know lots of people on covers of magazines who don't feel a sense of meaning or fulfillment in their life. It's not an external thing. It's an internal or intrinsic thing that I just feel called. I feel that my life is leading to something important. I feel honored or privileged or grateful that I can make a difference in the future. And that make a difference in the future thing is a overall life philosophy that is connected to destiny. And I hope you start thinking about that, because you know what? Sometimes you wake up in the friggin' morning and you pull this thing out, don't you? You pull out your phone in the morning and what do? You start scrolling through everybody else's stuff, everybody else's agenda, everybody else's life. And you get trapped into the myopic, looking at that comment and getting sad or upset about it. You get trapped in the small things of life, the tasks, the emails, the responses. And all of a sudden you've been pulled into this tiny little myopic to-do list part of your life, and you forgot the being part of your life. You want to feel more meaning in your life? Start your day with that destiny mindset. Start your day with the life philosophy.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Can you show me somewhere, something that you look at every day that opens up your mind and reminds you to get out of that little myopic brain that we all have that's just focused right here? Because if you never look to the bigger vision of life, it's hard to ever feel a deep sense of meaning or fulfillment, right? Who's ever done an entire day of unbelievable work? Let's say you had a day and you just crushed it in email. You replied to all the important things. I mean, dozens or hundreds of emails and messages, and you just crushed it all day. At the end of the day, you were drained from the effort and you felt terrible. That's because that effort probably was not tied to a meaningful pursuit. And what I mean by that, a meaningful pursuit can be that destiny mindset, that vision, that life philosophy. See, there's lots of days I do tons of admin work you wouldn't believe. You're like, Brendan, you still do all that? I'm like, yep, no problem. Not even a complaint. The number of small tasks that I have to do each day, you'd cry for me, Argentina. But instead of getting upset about it, I go, you know what? That's all part of it. This is all part of this great flywheel of difference I'm making that just keeps getting bigger and bigger year after year after year. And you say, yeah, sure, you can believe that, Brendan, because you get to reach all these people now. I felt that when I had 20 people on my email list in 2001. I felt that when I first started and I launched my first book, which bombed. I felt that when I did my, you know, first major speech and my first major job. I felt that when I, you know, had my first opportunity to speak in a boardroom with like executives. I knew I was building to something big and my future held something big. I just chose to believe that. My life philosophy was everything I'm doing right now, it's just stacking. It's just stacking the goodness. It's just stacking the goodness. And it's capturing this flywheel. And one day that flywheel will amplify and I'll go places I didn't even know I could take off to. That's a larger life philosophy, isn't it? It's a very different approach to mindset where most people in the morning, they're giving away their mindset to their phone and not thinking about life. You want to feel more meaning and fulfillment in your life? Think about life more. Read some philosophy. Read some great biographies of people who did great things. Expand your vision. And as soon as you expand your vision, there's a different sense of, I would say, emotion and motion in life. Expand that vision again. Open up that ambition again. Now, most people don't do that because, well, you don't understand, Brendan, I got disappointed. I failed. They don't believe in me. I'm like, and if you let every disappointment or failure or discourager out there pull at your life philosophy and where you're going in the future, if you forget that you are destined for greatness by God, or you are destined for goodness by a higher power, or if you don't believe any of that, if you forgot the connection to your own future in which you want abundance and joy and amazing things for your family, well, then we got pulled into the mud, didn't we? You know why a lot of people are miserable right now, don't feel fulfilled, even though they're doing good work? They got pulled into the mud the last 2 years. That's what happened. They were feeling good. They're doing good works, but they got pulled into the mud, into the vitriol, into the negativity, into the pessimism, into the tribalism, into us versus them. And they'd lost the connection with that higher humanity that is destiny. And I hope you'll think about that. All right. Okay. So what if I lost that, Brendan? Well, let's begin with a simple mental habit and practice. Every day, start your day with thinking of bigger ambition, a bigger dream, a bigger goal, something beyond yourself, a destiny that could serve other people and make a difference, even if you don't know what it is right now. I didn't know what it was for 20 years of my life. I had no clue, but I knew it was there. I was like, I'll find it. I'll create it. I'll work myself into it. So I'm not asking anyone to hurry. I'm just asking to set your intention in the morning to remind yourself of you're building something great, even if you're just starting, even if you feel piled into the ground from the last 2 years. It's time to reconnect with a greater future and a destiny for yourself. And until that happens, it's hard to find meaning in the small things if we can't find a meaning for our life, that something beautiful will happen for you in your future. I think that is number one.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think. And the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning
is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.